Okay. Yeah. So our person, she actually had a stroke, and it was very difficult to understand her, to understand what she was saying. She was very slowish with her words. But it just felt good to help her out with the remodeling of her house. And the one thing that I really learned was God belongs in our city. And the only way, one of the only ways for that to be shown is that we show others his love. And by doing that is we show others his love by doing manual work for people who can do it themselves. So God belongs in our city.
Hi, everyone. I'll tell you a little bit about my first service day. Man, it was pouring rain. I remember, and I can't ever forget it. It was pouring rain. It was cold. I remember being with Sydney, and I don't know if there was anybody else that's still left here, but it was so much fun. Man, we were spreading mulch, and just being able to get to know everybody, and just on a personal level, like, God definitely uses those moments for us just to grow with each other, and just to use those moments to make us grow in him. And this past service day, the group and I went to the historical park, and we spread mulch, and we cut some palm trees, and we helped with the haunted house. And it was just incredible to be able to talk to some of my team members and getting to know them and hearing how God brought them here. And I want to express how we shouldn't take this lightly, that everything's a worship. Even here right now is a worship, and do everything full-heartedly as you're working for the Lord, and let him use you, and just be alert and let him be attentive, even right now. When you're in classrooms, it's easy to be distracted. Just as we heard earlier, it's easy to be distracted. So have an open heart, but most importantly, keep an open mind to what God's trying to teach you that day.
Thank you. Let's read together this passage of scripture from Matthew 25, where Jesus reminds us of what part of our service is. Let's read together. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The king will reply, "I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me." We're going to invite Brittany and Corey to come up now and share their experiences.
So in my group, we painted houses, and some of us did some weeds. And from my experience last year, So from my experience last year, we went to go down South Dallas, and we fed the homeless. That was very powerful for me, because some of those people came from nothing, and just to see that they were both engaging in prayer with us and still had their faith was so amazing to see. I encourage you all to go back, and when we don't feel like getting up the next day, or, you know, just are distracted by work, school, sports, just to remember why we started and why we're doing it, and just we're serving the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. First and foremost, I don't mean to wrestle nobody's feathers up, but let us all give our Father who art in heaven some praise and glory and adoration and thanksgiving right now, because he is so good and he's worthy to be praised. And when I think about the goodness of Jesus, my soul cries out, hallelujah, and thank you, Jesus, because Because what he did yesterday, the other day at service day, was something I'll never forget. And what he's doing today is something that I give him thanks for. And what he wills to do tomorrow in our life is something that we ought to come together and give him thanks and praise for. For just tomorrow and for today and for our well-being as a family and as one in him, in this sanctuary, we are one in Christ. And even when we don't think we're one, we still are one. So be watchful and be mindful of the devil, because he's coming to sneak little stuff in to attack each one of us individually. But in here we stand as one, and we come up here and we sing to edify every one of our hearts and edify every one of our minds. And this is what I started this week, according to his glorious might. You know, just any given time I might do that, because God is just truly good and awesome. And what I seen at service day was a guy who had a closet, his backyard, like his closet, full of stuff, just, and we come and we cleaned out his closet, and life just started springing forth out of this old man, and it was just wonderful. He just kept saying, thank you, guys. He was so humble, and we the backyard, the front yard, it just looked like a whole new place. I just kept telling him, barbecue, you know, and he writes books about the sun and the moon and the stars and incorporates Jesus in them. But and it was just a blessing just to see us clean out that man's closet. And then in an instance, we all have stuff in our closet. Give it to Jesus. Let him know, confess, and be free. Don't be bound by that stuff no more, because it's no reason to be bound by anything. He's here. Freedom. He reigns on the throne. His mercy.
Amen.
Endures. So amen. And thank God. Thank God from heaven above.
We just need to get Corey on fire for Jesus. That's Hey, let's read together this passage of scripture from the book of James. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Going to chapter 2. What good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. Amen. We're going to hear now from our windshield washers. All right, so let's, Nick and Jacob and Caleb are going to come and share.
All right, so this is the windshield washing group, three of us, but Brian Condra was our leader, and this was my seventh service day. I've been here 4 years now, or going on four, and I've done everything from I've fed the homeless, I've built decks, I've painted houses, and this is the first time I did something. Is it close enough? Okay. This is the first time I did something that was, you know, I felt like I was really engaging with people I did not really know. And it was kind of outside my comfort zone a little bit, but I've always, you know, liked helping other people and just being there for other people. And, you know, coming up to people that, you know, were like, hey, why are you about to wash my windshield? You know, some of them were kind of freaked out. But I mean, it was, I would say that, you know, it was as a whole, I mean, I feel like it was a very successful day. Most people were kind enough to let us wash their windshield, and they were kind enough to let us talk about Jesus a little bit, talk about our mission here at DCC, and it was just great. It was great to see that kind of reaction. And I think it was the first time I've ever been told to leave somewhere because, for the gospel's sake, you know, Walmart kind of kicked us out of their parking lot. But wow. We won't talk about it. But that's basically what I got from service day. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to serve in a way that I was unaccustomed to.
That was beautiful. I would first like to say that I don't know where Brittany's group leader was, but my group stayed above the influence and we didn't do any weeds. I don't know what was happening there. But I would kind of like to echo what Caleb was saying in the fact that washing someone's windshield and just leaving them a little handwritten note, it's definitely not something you would think of. Like, hey, let's go do service. Let's preach the gospel. That's way down here on the list, and I think that kind of came through to some people because some people were like, what are you doing? You're washing my windshield. And it was, some people were very thankful, and like Caleb said, some people were kind of abrasive to the fact, but to the ones that really got it and understood that it's like the smallest little things can mean the biggest difference, I think they got that, and I thought it was really, really special.
Well, I think we already said it all. But for me, this was just really out of my comfort zone, going up to people, washing windshields, and doing stuff like that. Okay. But, yeah, I mean, I had a lot of fun, especially being with all these guys. But, so, yeah.
That's it. Thank you.
Let's read together from 1 John chapter 3. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. We're going to take a moment, let you pray for the people that you got to minister to last week. In my group, we were one of those pulling weeds and moving mulch, and we really, I don't think, knew who we were helping. I do know there were probably several thousand people at the historical park this weekend for the Bluegrass Festival, including Dr. Halen. Yeah. And those people were blessed by what we did, whether they knew it or not. The yards were a little cleaner. The flower beds looked a little nicer. And that was our contribution to the community. Some of you had direct contact with people, just like those, especially those of you that were helping people clean out houses and make their homes look a little nicer. Those of you that got to visit with people in the parking lot directly. But all of it was done as an act of worship, and all of it was done for the glory of God. And so what I'd like for us to do now is take a minute or two. Let's pray silently and lift up, encourage those who we encountered, and pray for those who we didn't, just that God and the gospel would continue to permeate this area, Farmers Branch, and then we'll close with a couple of songs and be dismissed. But let's spend a few moments in prayer.